Hello, hello there, and I was going to say happy Sunday, but don't know exactly when most of you will listen to this, but for me, it is Sunday, and I am doing my favorite activity, as usual, laundry. I am finishing up some, picking up something from the dryer, but before I go ahead and do that, I wanted to record a short little check-in while I grab some stuff here from my car. Anyway, just wanted to update y'all and let you guys know that I've been feeling, for the most part, pretty well this week. It hasn't been too crazy or anything. Here's a funny little detail that has kind of come up on just in terms of the world of symptoms that I've been feeling. And it's that throughout my entire life, all the various women around me have always said, like, man, you're so lucky that you don't have to deal with menstrual cramps. And I've always been like, you know, yeah, that's a lucky thing. I don't think anybody would ever want to wish that on somebody else, but just to be like, yeah, I don't know what that's like. Well, with my symptoms, for the majority of the first 2 months that I've had this condition, haven't really had much pain associated with it, which was one of the reasons that made me feel like, oh, this is not that bad or severe. Well, just so happens at the beginning of this week, it was fully last Saturday, so a full week, I started getting these kind of cramps. And I was like, oh, these are rough. These are not like usual, like, you know, like abdominal cramps. Like, let's say you have to go to use the restroom or something like that. It's not like that. It's a bit different. So then I decided to go to a subreddit that is about the condition that I was diagnosed with. And there is plenty of discussions of people who get menstrual cramps being like, hey, do you ever get confused with this type of cramps with menstrual cramps? And I'm like, well, now I can say I know what menstrual cramps are like. Because, wow, they are rough. They suck. They can kind of vary all over the place in terms of, like, where they are, like, felt and the sensation of them. It is not fun, and I'm not jealous of people who get these types of cramps, but what sucks is that this might just be part of my life moving forward. It's not even like, oh, it's a time of the month kind of thing. No, it's just something I have to deal with. So the good thing is, I went to the doctor this last Wednesday and I was able to get some new meds, which are supposed to deal with that kind of stuff. And for the most part, I would say, also my alarm is going off to say that my laundry is ready. Anyway, I got some new meds that are supposed to basically kind of like tackle that side of my issue. However, I can't stay on it long term, so we're gonna see what happens, and hopefully my like maintenance meds can help with that. I'm taking like 7-8 pills per day. I feel like such an old man now. It all happened overnight, so pretty crazy. But anyway, regardless of that, I've been talking way too much about me and my stuff that I've been dealing with lately, that I think it would be best to talk about other things. And that being that I recorded a very different, unique, original, kind of like a first time bonus audio that will be releasing later this upcoming Thursday. As you guys have noticed, my bonus audios are usually like one-off type things. They're very like different, so you could say they're all original. But this is actually something that I have never done before, and I will kind of preface this by saying it is in the league of, let's say, public play. So I will let your imaginations run wild with that. You'll find out on Thursday exactly what I'm talking about, but I'm kind of happy about it. I'm pretty excited. I recorded it yesterday, and I think it came up pretty good, although there's a part where the volume gets a little bit loud, so I'll be sure to put in the tags that, you know, there's kind of like a volume warning, because yeah, I wasn't recording with my usual setup, so yeah, hopefully you guys will enjoy it, and you guys can let me know what you guys think, and if I should do, you know, more stuff like that in the future, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. As for the overall weekend itself, it's actually been a relaxed one. For the most part, usually my Saturdays and like early Sundays are really busy. But I actually did really well at just kind of slowing things down. That's one of the things that I think has happened with this whole like diagnosis, is I've been able to slow down a bit. You guys know me, that I'm someone who's always like go, go, go all the time. But here I am now being like, you know what? I do have to just kind of like take my time, not force things, just kind of like go with it day by day. And so I actually felt really good and got the laundry done. Most of it. I got most of my laundry done, like the big heft of it, on Friday. So right now I'm actually just doing like a little like small things here and there, kind of like miscellaneous things like towels and that kind of stuff. So it's not that big of a thing. And so folding isn't much of an issue. But with that being said, yesterday I ended up like watching a movie that I will undoubtedly talk about on the next podcast. Played some games that were actually pretty fun and cool. I will put that in my notes to talk about later, because I'm sure I will have finished it by the time the podcast comes out. It's a pretty short game. It's kind of like multiple kind of like paths that you can choose. It's kind of like horror-like, kind of campy. So yeah, I'll just tease that now. And what I tend to do, this is a funny little thing. I think I've spoken about this times before in the past, about how like due to like my religious upbringing as a kid and just like most of my life, I didn't really get to celebrate a lot of things that most people did. So I never really got to celebrate my birthday for too long, only up until like 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago. So celebrating birthdays to me is, or at least my own birthday, is something that is still very new. So to kind of make up for that, I do a thing where not only do I celebrate my birthday, but I celebrate like my half birthday. So next week I'm supposed to be going out with some friends and stuff like that, and hopefully gonna be going to the movies and maybe getting some ramen too. Good thing about Japanese food is that it doesn't really like push up against the diet that I'm supposed to have now that I'm eating completely differently. As long as it's not like super crazy spicy, then it's pretty good for me. And if I can like maybe avoid having like beef, then it should be fine. So next week is a ramen date for me. Probably going to the movies as well. So I guess I just wanted to fill you guys in that even though lots of stuff has been happening that has not necessarily been the most positive, that I'm still trying my best to remain upbeat and to find reasons and excuses to, you know, make any kind of day special. So that's why like my half birthday next weekend is going to be one of those where I can just kind of like have a day or a weekend to myself, get to eat a little bit more exciting food than normally, since it's been a lot of bland stuff as of late. But yeah, so I've been keeping on keeping on. I'm doing my best. I don't have to go to the doctor for like another 3 weeks. So, or like 3 weeks and a half. So for the most part, like as long as my symptoms remain steady, like not bothering me too much day to day. And so far this week, I've been pretty good. I'd say like, if you tell me, you know, feeling 10 out of 10 is like a normal day where you're not feeling anything crazy, I would say I've been like a 7 or 8, you know. Not too bad. I'm counting my blessings a lot more these days now that I've been, you know, fighting this kind of stuff. But anyway, there's a beetle flying around me, and I'm gonna run away. But I'm gonna go ahead and grab my laundry now. But I hope that y'all have been taking good care of yourselves, that you have a lovely weekend, you get to enjoy all the amazing, fun, cool, unique audios that I have released, including that 3 hour long podcast, almost 3 hour long, and that you guys look forward to all the stuff that I have coming up soon down the pipeline. For now though, I gotta go, so I will talk to y'all a bit later on. Bye now.